तीनों शांति तो मैं हमेशा कहती हूँ अभी कहना चाहिए ओम शांति ओम शांति ओम शांति अच्छा अभी तीनों शांति और मैंने बताया पहले भी पांच गुण हम ब्रह्म आत्मा में नेचर में होना चाहिए नेचर होनी चाहिए वो है पवित्रता सत्यता धीरता नम्रता मधुरता
natural in all of us
ek guru ki kami na ho
there should not be one quality
din raat ho
sab sham ho whether it's day
koi bhi sthan ho
evening
koi bhi vyakti ho
whoever it is
par guru ke baba ne
humko
varsha mein diye
hai varsha mein himself has given us as
the bab
inheritance
ke varsha ka nischay nasha
so the fate
natural kaam karta
hai of this inheritance that God has given to us
apne bab se
we've received
wonder to ye hai
father
woh bab
the wonder
hamara teacher bhi hai
it is the same
satguru bhi hai
our teacher
sakha bhi hai
satguru our friend
aur jo seva baba kahe
usse
sada hi ji ha baba mera
yes baba
itna kaise
baba you are
baba mera
so I
main baba ki
want
dekho
baba
ne apna bana ke मुझे सारे कल्प के लिए सब सब जाया है
बाबा has
सारे कल्प के लिए सत्यु में क्या करेगी क्या करेगी तो उनका सबका चारों युगों का
copper age he has explained to
अभी
the whole of the sun
जो करना हो कर
and now do as much as you can study as much as you can
aur mujhe is baat ka
do as much
khushi bhi hai nishchay bhi hai nasha bhi hai
and so I have so much happiness
khushi bhi hai
satisfaction
nishchay bhi hai
and faith
nasha bhi hai
in all these things that baba has said to us
kabhi main baba ko kehte hu baba bhi sharir theek kaam na kare aap mujhe sharir ka छुट्टी दिला दो तो बाबा मुझे ऐसे दृष्टि से देखता है
what did she say whether it's day or night this is what I have to do
ऐसे शरीर में जो भी बाबा के बच्चे हैं
whoever are baba's children
बाबा कैसा था अब भी है
think of what baba
वैसे तो बच्चे को वर्षे में दिया है
and what he has
तो मैं क्या बोलूं
as an inheritance
मुस्कुराएंगे ना
inheritance so what would I say to baba I would
और क्या बोलूं
wouldn't I
कमाल बाबा आपके
I would say baba it's your wonder
कभी सोच देखते हो प्रैक्टिकल
sometimes I
मैं अभी शरीर में होंगी या दो घंटे बाद होंगी या ना होंगी
whether I'm in the body in a day in two days
पर बाबा
but baba signals silence
शांत में
to be peaceful to be quiet.
English is silence है
in English
शांत में रहना
silence
वर्षे में दिया
and baba has given us in the inheritance
नक्षत्र
that is the ability to
by silence and battle
to be quiet to be
natural
and that he says sit in
silence
natural for us
vatavaran mein
and as we do that what happens and she's signaling with her hand that the whole of the atmosphere becomes peaceful
wonderful
wonderful.
जो ऐसा अनुभव करते हैं
हाथ उठाओ. This experience, raise your hands.
क्यों? क्यों यहाँ बैठे?
Because
कोई शंकर बाहर का आवे सेवा का भी नहीं आए.
We should not, would not have any of the outside
कम से कम
sorts of service.
यहाँ बैठे ना पैदा कर लो.
Just take the benefit of the present moment being here.
जिस करे
absorb the atmosphere. As Dadi was being brought to the conference hall, she was thinking, fine. Many times Dadi has said that don't have the name conference hall. Dadi's suggestion has been to call it the meditation hall.
So,
what name should we give it? Give it the name, meditation hall.
आज अभी मुझे ग्रीस भाई ने
चिट्ठी
रिगार्ड
जब ही जस्ट फीलिंग द रिगार्ड फॉर गिरीश भाई. एनी टाइम दैट ही सेज सिंग अ सॉन्ग ही विल सिंग अ लवली सॉन्ग एंड दैट ही सिग्नलिंग विद हर हैंड दैट इज अ वेरी गुड ब्रदर पुटिंग हर थंब एंड फोर फिंगर टुगेदर एंड मेकिंग दैट सिग्नल ऑफ वेरी गुड. This is the journey of life, and yes, we are on this journey, but whoever's with us, the more who are with us, the better it is to have renunciation, tapasya, and service. The attitude of renunciation to be the embodiment of intense meditation or tapasya, and service. Our life is of service. And the five virtues that she spoke about should be natural in our life. God has given these to us and they are natural part of us. They become that. And seeing Jyoti Ben this time round, that is very happy. Jyoti Ben of Dubai is with us. Daddy was thinking that tomorrow Daddy could conduct class, and Daddy was thinking Jyoti Ben could give class, but Daddy's feeling Daddy would like to give class, but Jyoti Ben could also maybe read Murli. But Daddy likes it when we are obedient, faithful, honest. These three virtues, we heard of the five virtues earlier, and now these three virtues, obedient, faithful, and honest. So when one is obedient, you feel that person is very good, faithful, and honest. That increases Baba's glory and beauty. Daddy doesn't want to speak at length, but she is giving one point at a time. Urushi, London Urushi, has been with Daddy for quite some time. Daddy's asking, where is she? She's just stood up, actually. Daddy's calling Urushi to come to the stage. 1 hour, Urushi. Urushi didn't allow Daddy to rest, and she kept asking Daddy questions, and Daddy kept giving answers, and then Urushi had written all these answers, and I think that's being circulated. So, Daddy's asking, would you like to share something? Urushi is saying she's actually recorded what Daddy had shared. Yes, Urushi had the great lottery of going to Madhuban and spending time with Daddy. As Sansa Bennett requested for Urushi to come, and she needed some extra help. And so whatever the Rishi can remember, she will just give us an essence, I think.
Dadi,
you had shared about vibrations.
Vibrations.
How with the vibrations?
Vibrations. Vibrations.
Dadi remembers. She shared about vibrations. How the pain of others can be ended with vibrations. Very interesting. Dadi told Chinti Ben that today, after the 7 to 7:30 yoga, Dadi will give class. And many reasons, many points that came to Dadi's mind, and Urushi noted these points, and so she's shared a very beautiful point there. So she's saying, Urushi, remind me of one or two of the things that Dadi had spoken to her about.
आपने बताया था ना कि किसी से आप जैसे vibrations सबको देते हैं
just as you give vibrations to others
दुख मिट जाता है
with that people's sorrow and pain can be ended with vibrations of yoga and at that time Dadi was being asked to rest. It was the time to rest. And she was sitting next to Dadi. And Urushi was trying to do her work, but she needed Dadi's help with that. And so she asked questions, and so that was the touching power and catching power. That Dadi noted this touching power, catching power. Baba touches the intellect and we catch that and then we and so Baba touched Urvashi's intellect to ask questions. Dadi responded to that, and so she's saying, thank you Baba, that Dadi Janki has never said no to any kind of service. No. So Dadi is remembering that she didn't say, no, we can do this later. No, it was immediate. Baba says, have patience, O man. So let there be the virtue of patience in the mind, then the mind can be quiet, and not quiet that is dry, but quietness in which there's happiness, and your face reflects that happiness. So for whatever length of time Urvashi was with Dadi, Dadi felt that there was silence also, but there was happiness within that. And Dadi shared her practical experience with Chinti Ben also, that Dadi is sitting here in London. Dadi is aware that she's in London. Sometimes she's in Paris. At that time, does Dadi come in your dreams? Those who feel Dadi comes in their dreams can raise their hand. Who have that experience, I see many hands go up. Why? Because there is love, there is honesty, there's love. Love, that is the casual word, and love, that is a more closer feeling of love. And love, when you need help and we're loving, but supreme. There's not show in that, but it's something internal. It's spiritual. There's honesty within that love. Spiritual love, it's natural. Why? Because we are the mouth-born children of Brahma. We are Brahmins. We are not warriors. We are not warriors. We're not warriors. And forget about Shudras, but totally. Anytime that there's some help needed, we say, Haji. Otherwise, it's like you're in one place, I'm in another. But our love is unbreakable, unshakable. We are tireless. We have unbreakable love, unbreakable faith. Then we are ever ready. And ever ready, Baba's children are loved by Baba. Those with that unbreakable faith and love. And so we remain in Baba's attention. As Baba's attention is on us. Yesterday, Daddy was, she feels, about to leave the body. She was like that. But today, she's 10 times better. So whose wonder is that? It's simply by saying Haji to Baba, saying yes, my Lord, to Baba. And Baba uses her for world service. And her clothes are white and pockets are empty. She has never held 5 pounds or even 5 rupees. No. Has Daddy ever asked for money from you? She's asking Jintiben. But instead, whatever comes, she gives it to the Yajna. It is for the Yajna. People give to Daddy for the Yajna. In Daddy's presence, Daddy's told that this much came to the Yajna. And Daddy says, Acha, good. Daddy doesn't write checks. She doesn't have that habit, nor has she received checks in her name as such. No give or take of that kind at all. The royalty of Brahmin souls, if you want to see the royalty of Brahmin souls, look at Mama, Baba, Didi Manmohini and Dadiji. Those who saw Dadiji, Dadi Prakashmani and Didi, you saw whatever came to the Yajna in the form of money, it went to the Yajna. That absolute honesty, trustworthiness they had. So when there is honesty, love, truth, then we always remain in the unlimited with Baba. We don't make any other plans for ourselves, but Baba makes the plan and says, this has to be done, and we say, yes, Baba, as you say. Baba is mine. And that dharana, that Baba is mine, internally, that deep feeling that only Baba is my true support. And the knowing the knowledge of the drama, Baba has given that much of an intellect that I know to see the drama in a detached way. This is a wonder. Now it's nearing 8:15 and Daddy wants to share Toli with us.
Come check on 30 grams.
Dadi has 30 classes in her head, I'm sure. And so take as much as we're able to. Yes, Dadi met the Sindhi group on Thursday, and Dadi shared with them one thing that she, Dadi herself liked also. That is Sindhi, apply a bindi. Bindi means point, means full stop.
Yes.
One, and then zero, ten, another zero, hundred, another zero, thousand, and so we have one Baba, and then keep applying the zeros, and we go beyond. Our boat goes across. And all the other things that Dadi would like to share, she can't remain without sharing them. And so whatever program we make for Dadi, Dadi is saying, I'll become present. As you make me move, as you request, Dadi will do. But whatever is in the drama, to play a special part within the drama. She's saying that for herself, but for all of us also. Then, to play a special part in the drama means to be like Girish Bhai, but don't anybody be like him, sometimes present, sometimes absent, because he's away from London nowadays, but ever present in your seat. But because what we are doing now is going to have an impact on the rest of the cycle, the whole of the cycle. So to the extent to which I study now, my dharana of now is going to impact the whole of the cycle, all of my 84 births. This is my final birth, but from the beginning, in order to come in the beginning of golden age, not to be, not to think of itself as just the child Krishna, but to be like Lakshmi and Narayan, to rule the kingdom. And so to churn the ocean of knowledge. To sit alert, not to be sitting as if resting your head on your hand, as if there's some heaviness. But whatever you think, remember, Baba is the truth, the blissful, the living. Not to have any other kind of thinking, of worry, of anything like that, but to constantly be happy. Not happy sometimes and not at other times. And today's Murli, Dadi read and sees in many Murlis, Baba says, who's going to come into the eight jewels? Who comes into the eight jewels? Dadi's asking Jinti Ben, will you come in that? And Jinti Ben's pointing to Dadi, you will come in that. Because to come into the rosary of eight jewels, and Dadi's asking her, will you come into the 108? And Jinti Ben's not responding. And she's asking Urvashi, will you come into the 108? So, not to have a nature of doubting yourself. Okay, others may not have that faith and trust in me, but Dadi wants to instill faith and trust in ourselves so that we feel we can do it. And so they were saying, Dadi, now go to sleep, Dadi rest. And then Daddy remembered something and said to Rishi, note this. And so it was, sounds like it was a little ping pong match. Daddy would say something and Rishi would note it. Because Daddy has seen when there is waste thoughts, if there's the habit of having waste thoughts, this is greatly detrimental, great loss in that. Sometimes it's not necessary to think things, speak things, but when Daddy was in the Laukik world, on the path of bhakti, if anyone spoke in between the time of prayer or something, Daddy would show them a stern eye. That's not the time to be speaking, she would say. But a sensible person will take in useful and necessary and important things, and they'll keep them in their heart, because other things can come into their head, and so keep the useful, important, necessary things in the heart. Then when we came to Abu, Baba called me, Baba said, child, have you been to the Dilwara temple? And I said, no, Baba, I haven't seen it. Baba said, at least go to the Dilwara temple and see your alcove, your little room. And I remember that, Baba telling me that. And so, in the day, I go to the Dilwara temple in my thoughts once or twice. And I think, am I to come into the rosary of eight or not? And because she feels she will, she keeps remembering that. Do you have that feeling? So this time is so valuable that even if someone has come from far or come late, still, Baba would say, they can go fast. Because when the child has courage, the father helps. And as is the company, so you are colored. And as you drink water, drink it in Baba's remembrance. Because the saying is, as is the water, so are your words. These are all rhyming words, by the way. So Daddy is saying, forgive me, I don't want to give you teachings, but Daddy feels that our actions, our activity, our face, day and night, should reflect our teachings. And Daddy was resting. She was wondering, what is her face like? And she asked them, what was Daddy's face like when she was resting? And they said, it was good, Daddy, it was good. And so when we eat, sleep, drink, see, what is your face like? So don't be amazed, but time is short. Whatever is the weakness or defect, we have to end it and catch the things that are real and practice those and have realization. Have the power of realization so that we can implement the real things. So we can do this by keeping the intellect clear. It's not a matter of words and language, it's a matter of vibrations. So wherever you put your feet, others there should feel that you belong to them. They will think who you are, who you belong to, where you've come from, that they will recognize all of these things about you. who you are, who you belong to, pointing to the one up above, and what you're doing, the service that you're doing, that they will see that about you and want and will feel that you belong to them. Okay, the time's up, and Daddy would like to give Toli now. Okay, Daddy's asking, is that okay? No, I can't hear, because the microphone's gone. Okay. Om Shanti. Daddy herself wants to give Toli, I think. And this is Madhuban Toli that Daddy Hansa brought this time round. Om Shanti.